A record number of New Zealanders are leaving the country. Stats New Zealand's revealed a net migration loss of 52,000 citizens, which is made up of approximately 25,000 arrivals, but get this, 78,000 departures. That means for every arrival of a Kiwi, New Zealand or a citizen, three have left. Sociologist and distinguished professor Paul Spoonley joins us this morning. Morena, Professor Spoonley. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Okay, so more people are leaving than are coming into the country. How alarmed are you by these numbers?
I am very alarmed by them. We've seen it before. We saw it at the end of the global financial crisis, and the net loss in that year was 44,000.
Okay, so we're sitting above that, right?
Yeah. So we every year we see a net departure of New Zealanders, apart from the 2 years in COVID when we saw people coming in. However, this is just stratospheric. I mean, this has just gone 78,000 departures. It's a lot of people going.
So why should we be concerned about this?
Well, firstly, our best and brightest. So New Zealand has one of the largest diasporas, people living in another country, of any country in the OECD, over 1 million people. But what's distinctive about the New Zealand diaspora is that it has a very high proportion of people who are tertiary qualified and skilled.
Yeah.
And so you see our best and brightest going offshore. And of course, our student debt system does not, it facilitates it, really. Encourages them to go.
Yeah. So what are some of the reasons? We talk about employment. We can talk about COVID, as you did, in terms of people coming home. You know, potentially now they are taking off.
Yep, the rebound.
Yep, to head back overseas. But what are some of the reasons that we're seeing this, people leaving?
Well, the major reason is Australia. So we have a country which is very large compared to us. It has much better salaries and wages compared to us. The Australians are over here actively recruiting at the moment. We've heard about the police. And when you look at the starting salary in Australia, which is like $148,000 compared with about $70,000 here, and they're providing you with a $25,000 relocation package, why wouldn't you go? So the push factors are what's happening in the New Zealand economy and the downturn in jobs, the job, people losing jobs, and then the availability of good jobs, a very deep labour market, a lot of options in Australia, and the salaries. So why wouldn't you go? And about half of those people who are leaving are going to Australia. So that's our big destination. There's one thing that puzzles me, you see, we're 6 months into the new government.
Yes. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very unusual.
That people are still leaving.
Still going. So, I mean, my understanding is with the police that some of them are hanging around to see what the job offer will be before they go. Mm. So if the job offer from the government is not going to be attractive for the police, then I think we'll see quite a few more disappear over the Tasman. But I would have thought people might have stayed around and seen, right, where's this government going, what it's going to do, is it going to help with the cost of living, all of those sorts of issues. But no, this is extraordinary. Yeah. The numbers just keep piling up.
Yeah, and it is interesting, given the fact that this government has said they're going to fix the economy, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So, if it seems to make sense, but if we got people leaving for those reasons, why aren't people coming?
Well, they are coming. When people come back to New Zealand, they tend to do it at a particular point in life. So they've often spent quite a few years overseas, London, Sydney, and they're thinking about having a family or establishing a partnership, and then they come back to New Zealand because the family are here. So there's quite strong pull for New Zealanders to come back. But unfortunately, as you pointed out, the 25,000 that came back has just been blown out of the water by 78,000 going offshore. And just to be clear, these are not people going on short-term visits. They are migrating. They have, in a sense, declared an intention to leave and leave permanently.
What does the data or research tell us then about these numbers and whether they will slow down?
It's always cyclical.
Yeah.
And what we would expect is over the next 5 years, the numbers leaving would come down to what it was on a long-term basis, which is we tend to lose about 30,000 net loss per year of New Zealand citizens. And I would expect that. But these are very strange times. The migration patterns, I mean, the number of arrivals is just extraordinary. 250,000 people arrived as migrants into New Zealand. way higher per head of population than any other country, literally. So we're seeing a lot coming in, but it's that departure. And when you look at how old they are, they tend to be in their early 20s. So it really is that university graduate, that person who's just starting out into the labour market, who's going. So that must be concerning.
Yeah, and I just want to go very quickly back to we have the highest proportion of skilled population living in another country in the OECDs aside from Ireland.
Yes.
I mean, that is huge. It is. We need to get them back. How do we get them back, Professor Spoonley?
Yeah, well, we don't do some things very well. We don't have a diaspora policy, so we don't connect. Kia do a good job, but we don't connect with people. So if you look at some other countries, what they do is they connect with the people overseas and they say, well, we might not expect you to come back, but can you help us? But we also try and maintain that connection to make it attractive to come back. Mm. But the big thing is salaries and wages and costs here, that is the thing that needs to be addressed.
Distinguished Professor Paul Spoonley, always a delight. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Kia ora.